Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. And we're going to get started without any further ado. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that you live in, that I live in your light, dear Heavenly Father, and that the love that you have for me, dear Heavenly Father, shows me how to be helper to your kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. Show me how to live a life of consummate praise to you. Bless Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen and thank God. Well, today we have a very exciting and unusual topic today. And the name of our topic today, of our episode, is Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just noticed I have Acts the 8th chapter. Please forgive me a typo, but it's Acts the 9th chapter, verses 15 through 16. And today in our tags, we'll be using chosen, vessel, and the word of God says, but the Lord said unto them, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So today we're talking about Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you know it today or not, you are chosen vessels. God have called you out. God have chosen you to do a work for him. And, you know, as we go through talking about Paul, you know, for a lot of you all know, Paul experienced his finally his conversion to Christ illustrates the difficulties some people face in finding acceptance in a body of believers. You know, and as we go through his story today, we're going to see how we illustrate how a bold willingness to reach out to new believers can have eternal result kingdom. You know, in Acts 9 and 1 through 16, the word of God said the conversion of Paul. He was on his way to arrest believers in Damascus. Paul was blinded by a bright light as he encountered the risen Lord. The Lord sent Ananias to restore Paul's sight, after which Paul was baptized. You know, that was controversy going on in that Damascus. You know, Paul soon began preaching Jesus as the Son of God. Jews in Damascus laid plans to kill Paul. So he left the city by night. You know, that was confirmation in Jerusalem. When Paul returned to Jerusalem, the Christians there did not believe at first that he had truly had trusted Christ. Barnabas brought Paul to the apostles and convinced them Paul was a believer. You know, as Paul witnessed about Christ in Jerusalem, the Jews again plotted to assassinate him. He left Jerusalem and returned to his hometown of Taurus. The church continued to grow as it experienced a period of peace. Today we're talking about Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, when you think about it, after his conversion, Paul remained for several days with the believers in Damascus. Soon after his conversion, he started preaching in Damascus synagogue that Jesus is the Son of God. Chosen. How many of you all have been chosen out there today? That's running, but you have been chosen to do a work for God. You are vessels of honor. You are vessels of God. He has appointed each and every one of you all to a task. You're going to suffer? No, you're not going to walk around here on a flower bed of ease, as they say. You're going to go through something in this life. You know, and those who had heard Paul proclaim Jesus could hardly believe their ears. They understandably asked in astonishment if this could be the same man who had raised havoc with the church in Jerusalem and had come to their city to arrest followers of Christ. That lets you know, no matter who you are, what you've done can be changed. You can do the working that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has for you to do. No matter how much you kick at the prick, no matter how much you run, you try to get away from the work God has, but by time so many things start happening to you, you're going to run to the God with your open arms, with your mouth open, your head up high, crying out, Lord, what must I do? What must I do? Because I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of being whipped. And you see, that's what each one of us as a child of the King have to come to realize. We are chosen vessels of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul was a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrought and labored abundantly. Paul was raised up to bear the name of Jesus before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel in a vision. The Lord Jesus told Ananias that Saul, also called Paul, see how his name was changed? He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name. That means we're going to go through some things in the name of Christ. He suffered on the cross for us, you all. Could you have suffered, been agonized and tormented and nailed to the cross? Do you feel you could have died for all of us? No. You don't want a little pin to stick you in your hollow or a nail to hit you. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ personally appeared to Paul to make him a minister and witness sent to the people and the Gentile to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inherit among them which were sanctified by faith that is in him. You know, as we read on and studied this lesson, the word of God saying Paul is our apostle. He's a good man and a holy man. Paul was a preacher of righteousness. Paul was chosen. Kept under his body was sanctified and consecrated before God. Paul was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. And he bore witness to the truth the Lord showed him. You know, to put a difference between the epistle of Paul and the words of the Lord Jesus does not make sense, as they both comprise the word of God. People, you know, who do this do not make sense. Sometimes, and some things terribly has happened to them, their minds are ill-affected. You know, we're talking today about Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of our tag words we're using today is chosen, vessel, appointment, task, and suffering. You're that vessel God is using right now. He cleaned you up. Set your feet on solid ground. He's appointed you, and he for sure have chosen you. You know, Paul was an holy man, and he labored more abundantly than all the apostles. Yet not him, but the grace of God which was with him. You know, Paul, we see the transformation complete from being a sinner to being a yield and complete consecrated saint. And that's what we have to do. We have to yield over to the Lord. Put off that sinful nature. Let that flesh die. Let God work with you. You know, we see spiritual immaturity with all the attendance, the requisition, the affliction, the pain, the trials, the tribulation, and persecution to keep him weak and low. You know, we see the fasting. You have to go before God fasting. The watching, you're steadily watching. The laborers, the cares, and so forth. We see the transformation from sinner to saved, sanctified and total yield to the Lord and meet for the master use. You know, more than one person as they have grown in the Lord have come to admire and love Apostle Paul. You know, very deeply and has come to more closely feel and understand the multitude of his spiritual status, his loving nature, and his personal consecration before the Lord. My, I have a guest that's on, and guest, if you would like to say anything, feel free to touch one on your keypad. Today we're talking about Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You know, Paul holds a prominent place in the book of Acts. His conversion, his missionary journey for kings and rulers. Paul was there after the resurrection, laboring and making the name of Jesus known. Far and wide. Not just right there. He was going far and wide to tell someone that would listen about Jesus. He was a trailblazing pioneer for God. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 16, he was looking to preach the gospel in the region beyond the Corinthians and not to be boasted in another man's life or things made ready to their hand. You know, Paul was a powerful man of God and a mighty sanctified and meek for the master's use. You know, can you say, are you meet for the master's use today? Paul was a man in his position. Are you in your positions today in the body of Christ? His praise was in the glory, and he made it clear that he came not to glorify himself, but he that glorified, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commanded himself, commandment, himself is approved of whom the Lord commanded. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, 17 through the 18th verse. Hallelujah. You know, we can recall that the Lord called Paul and sent him forth as a witness and a minister. The Lord specifically used Paul to write 14 of the 27 New Testament scriptures. And I know they're in your Bible if you haven't told your pages out. You know, Paul labored and he wrote a dispensation of the gospel was committed to him. By the God's grace, he and others burdened preaching the gospel to whole religion. Paul labored with them. And as I, you know, I went on, Paul labored with his hands, suffering, wants, taught, preaching, or habitat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, Apostle Peter, specifically on Peter's epistle, spoke of the wicked wrestling with Peter
as they do also the other scriptures. You know, Peter's writing in scriptures, no whole Christians could put a difference between the word of Paul and the words of the Lord Jesus. You know, it is unlearned and unstable that wrestle with the scripture that the Apostle Paul wrote. The devil is very interested in getting people to do not hearken to the epistle of Paul. He seeks to disillumulate and break apart even the scriptures themselves in the minds of men. The devil has many devices and wheels that come out of the flood that issues out of his mouth. Paul preaches holiness, and without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You'll find that in Hebrew. The devil and the ungod rail against to holiness. You'll find that in the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we just think about this topic, Apostle Paul, the chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I came up with reading that, I say, okay, what about me? What about us? We are vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can God use us? Are we fit for the master's table? You know, other words. And, you know, as I was telling you earlier, Paul was an apostle who wrote 14 of the 27 New Testament books. There is no separation between the scriptures and the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul was not speaking on his own behalf. He was God's messenger. You know, as he spake, as he moved by, he was moved by the Holy Ghost, you all. So you can't do nothing until the Holy Ghost. You may do something, but it's not going to come out right. But when you listen to the Holy Ghost, it will lead you in the right to all truth, right direction, where you're supposed to be going, what you're supposed to be doing, when you led by the Holy Ghost. But when you let flesh come up in, and this one's speaking in that ear, and that one's speaking in that ear, how you going to be a chosen vessel to the Lord? Because he goes, see, he ain't going to be able to use you. You got to have yourself together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, professional Christian be so influenced by so odious a doctrine. And I don't know what it seemed like, obviously, but they were taught this in church or some other book. You know, perhaps they had heard bad church doctrine from their childhood days, reason they didn't want to go to church. Perhaps they do not read and obey their Bible, which lead them open to deception. Perhaps they are unlearned and have a tendency to believe their leader. I do not know. Then the last one is, perhaps some are lavish, anointing, and dispensation, taught to automatically reject every doctrine of holiness. My. We're talking about today Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When God has something for you, you're going to get it. When it's truly yours, no matter who come up or who say what, God will prevail. I'm a litany witness. He will prevail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're moving right along. Paul is a chosen vessel. You know, it may be that tricksters and false teaching use passages in verses 1 to trick people to separating the word found in the gospel and the word found in Paul's epistle. In 1 Corinthians 7, Apostle Paul gave his judgment on certain matters, and so then. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to give a little example. But I speak this of permission and not of commandment, for I would that all men was even as I myself, but every man has his proper gift of God, one after his manner, another after that. I said, therefore, to the unmarried, what is good for them if they abide unmarried. Hallelujah. You know, he said also, too, that therefore to the unmarried and widow, it's good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command ye not that I both the Lord, let the Lord direct me. Hallelujah. You know, as we was going through Corinthians and reading, it's a lot in this story in this Bible on Paul. You find that Paul did extensive training in the Hebrew scriptures, equipping him to demonstrate from scriptures that Jesus, the Messiah. His preaching grew progressively more powerful, and his argument baffled those Jewish living in Damascus. You know, the Jewish leaders were unsuccessful in returning Paul's proclamation, so that they conspired to kill him. Just throwing daggers. You don't know who you're laughing and grinning in somebody's face, and they want to harm you. And unless you have that discernment, you cannot even pick it up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to see, can I play us one song right now? Let's see if it'll come on today.
There is power in the name.
Sing it again. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Lord, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as we go further in our topic today, Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord had wonderful plans for Saul. He is, as you know, as we've been going over this morning, he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show them how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. How many of you all out there willing to suffer for God's name's sake today? You know, primarily Saul was to be the apostle to the Gentiles, and his commission would bring him before kings. You know, we're talking about Saul, whose name was changed to Paul now. We're still talking about the same person. But he would also preach to his countrymen according to the flesh. And here where he was experienced the keener persecution. In a touching display of Christian grace and love, Ananias expressed full fellowship with the new converts by laying his hands on him and calling him Brother Saul, and explaining the purpose of his visit. It was that Saul might receive his sight, and that he might be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it should be noted that here that the Holy Spirit was given to Saul, which is Paul, through the laying on of hands of a simple disciple. Here now they're talking about laying on of hands. Hallelujah. You know, Ananias was what the commentator called a layman. And that the Lord should use one who was not an apostle should certainly be a rebuke to those who seek to confine spiritually clergy. You know, when a person is truly converted, certain things always happen. There are certain marks which show the reality of that conversion. And that was true of Paul, of Tarsus. And, you know, he met the Lord and heard his voice. He received a divine revelation. And only that could have convinced him and made him the humble inquirer and devoted follower that he became. How many of you all God had to knock off of something? Now, it might not have been a horse, but had to really come to you to really let you know you was chosen, that he had a work for you to do. You know, you had to be devoted and follow what he was saying. You know, he was filled with the longing to obey the law and to do his will. How many of you all want to obey the law and do his will? Oh, we have someone on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, caller from area code 770. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Andrew Sims, by the way, of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to listen to your program. That's an awesome program you have. But what I would like to know is how could God use Ananias, which was not an apostle, to lay on hands to a man that was as strong as Saul was? What did he have working with him to where he could hear from God that well, just being a natural man? How was that possible? Can you tell me?
Yes, sir. You know, I read that in the scripture, apostle from Atlanta, Georgia. I had read on the things that I knew, but I wanted to know about. And, you know, to know that he was just a layman, just an ordinary, a simple disciple that had been given the mission by God to lay hands on Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. And I kept reading back and forth. I said, okay, the Lord used one who was not an apostle. So that means when God is doing something, when God is in the plan, that letting me know right there. He wasn't an apostle, so God had his hands on the disciple to lay hands on Saul, which name was changed to Paul.
What I'm asking you, ma'am, and maybe you can get this from your listening audience, how was God able to use Ananias, which was not an apostle, and how could Ananias, here just being a mere man, how could he hear from God like that? How was that possible?
Well, you got me a little bit on that. Do I have anyone in the listening audience today can help me and the apostle with that one, the prophet this morning? Because as I was reading through scriptures and stuff, and I just kept reading about simple and a layman, just like all of us, you know, until God have anointed you at that time for that particular work to do. That's what I felt. That don't mean that's the right answer, that God had anointed him, Ananias, to do what needed to be done, just being a layperson. And as I went through, I was going back as I read now to go back to get a better understanding of how the Lord had instructed Ananias, one of a believer that was praying. And Ananias, you know, here I was, when I went back to a couple of scriptures, went up. When Saul was now praying instead of persecuted, Ananias went to the house of Judas on Straight Street. And I was reading that, and I said, the Lord had a wonderful plan for Saul. And he was letting Ananias know. But in between those verses, I'm like you, prophet. I want to know, Saul of Tarsus, how, other than through the power of God, that was able to do what God wanted him to do, because God had to be in Ananias' life. He was just a mere disciple, a man of God, but I felt he trusted God. He had some knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and God selected him to be the one to pass this on to Paul. And as I was reading further, go right ahead.
Madam Teacher, what I'm trying to figure out with your listening audience, here was a mere man that had a dialogue with God. They was holding a conversation. Right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out how is that possible in that time, and in this day and time, it's not happening. So it had to be some qualities about Ananias that we today are not aware of. What do you think that would be?
No, the prophet, that's the same thing I was thinking as I read this for this program. Because when, as I read, brother, beginning in Acts, and when I read the portion where God had sent Ananias to restore Paul's sight, that means he had given Ananias everything that he needed so that Paul was baptized. And Ananias stayed in to doing the things. He was obedient. He was humble before the Lord. And it's the same way today. God put the fivefold ministries in the church that we should be using today that is not operating in all of the churches. And we have the same thing that they had back there, but we are not using them. He have given us the power and the dominion and the authority. But a lot of people have took a back seat to what they know God have already given them. They're not having the boldness to stand forth and do what God have said do. They figure they got to have a big title before or after they name to do what God have told them to do, prophet. And so you're going to have to help me a little bit more on it. I have some guests on, but nobody have come up with the answer exactly like you would like it today. But this is food for thoughts. Hopefully somebody was listening in that will give us a take on this question, on the how did God just use Ananias to be able to do this, lay hands on Paul, which was Saul at the time, to even restore his sight. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone in the listening audience today that would like to answer that question? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Madam teacher, I would give the answer to that, but if I did, it just wouldn't be fair. Because if you look at the profile of Ananias, you'll find out that Ananias, by his profile, had a very unusual character.
Uh-huh.
If you look at his character from the conversation that took place, those of us that claim to be spiritual enough to have the ability to hear from the Holy Ghost should be able to pick it up. It's right there in the scripture. He has a very unusual characteristic that is not found in the majority of the Christians today.
That's true.
So if you look at that profile that he carries through the conversation that he had with God, you would know what that profile and what that unusual characteristic is. It's right there in black and white.
He's a common man.
Let me get, boy, this is exciting. Well, I just tell you, I just jump up and down with this kind of information. It's right
Amen.
There. Can you see it?
I'm reading now, prophet. I'm reading now. And I'm reading where he was a
You have a listening audience out there.
We have a few that's signed in. Now, we may have some that haven't signed in, may be listening, but on my switchboard, I have just a few, but it's nobody saying anything. They're listening.
Hold on, let me get this Bible.
All right.
That Bible. It's right there in black and white. Ninth chapter of Acts.
This is exciting, Miss Sadie. This is Brother Bob. And
hey, Brother Bob, how you doing?
Job. I'm wonderfully blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking.
Praise the Lord. Downside,
and we're waiting for the concrete truck, and we were out here, and we were just having this conversation. This is so ironic.
Uh-huh.
Before we, just 15 minutes ago, before we came over and we started listening and talking to you, we were just having this conversation. This is so ironic.
Oh, just God. That's God. That's God.
Hey, I'm telling you, it is. I just love it. Me and Sims are just love it. Because, you know, we were discussing how this God just takes, you know, a pineapple and a coconut like him and puts us together, and how we just, and just how, you know, people just, they look at us, they listen, and they shake their heads.
Uh-huh.
Because it freaks them out. It totally freaks them out. Especially in the construction world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Sims? There's no shame with us, you know, no shame. We love Jesus every day, and we proclaim it. And,
amen.
And we speak the word with the guys, whether they want to listen or not. Hey, we're trying to save some souls, you know.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So I was just. You know, he said, "Oh, Miss Sadie's program's on." I said, "Oh," so we came over and listened, and lo and behold, you're on there and you're talking about that. As soon as I heard Ananias, and me and him both lit up, as soon as you heard you say that, because we were having that conversation.
Let's talk about it. Well, that's the show.
You know,
this is broadcast.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! I'm glad to have good listeners like you on the Holy Ghost.
Well, there's something. We were just having this conversation, and then we come and listen, and then you're preaching this conversation and having that discussion. So there's something in this. So we definitely got to, you know, read into this.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Overseer Sadie Elliott.
Yes, sir.
The key to the characteristic that Ananias had by just being a mere disciple is in the word black and white. It's right here in black and white. And the if you look in the 10th, 11th, and the 12th verse, and the 13th and the 14th verse, you get your answer to find out how God can use mere people to do his work. And if you learn how to develop this characteristic that Ananias had, you can be used the same way.
Amen.
So what do you think it would be? I know you got some listeners out there that can comment on this.
Ooh, praise the Lord.
If you look at what it said,
and there was
a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, "Behold, I am here." And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. Mm-hmm. Behold, he prayeth."
Mm-hmm.
"And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight." So, Paul or Saul saw Ananias before Ananias saw him. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, old Holy Ghost. Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
Now, what was that characteristic that allowed Paul to see Ananias before Ananias saw him?
Mm.
Well, okay, I'm going to get off your program because this is going to kick.
I like it when somebody come on and we get challenged.
This gonna shake y'all up.
Oh.
I'm challenging you now. to another level of spirituality and another level of discernibility. You got to call on the Holy Ghost to get this answer.
Yes.
And depending on the level of holiness that's operating in you, you would be able to determine what kind of answer you get.
Mm.
Now, if you don't get no answer, what does that say?
I don't know. I ask the Holy Ghost.
The way to stay safe, Overseer Elliot, don't ask, okay?
Uh-huh.
Whatever you do, don't ask. That
go
way
ahead.
You won't incriminate yourself, all right?
All right.
Thank you for your time, all right?
Amen. But we just give God praise for that today because we know the Lord had given Ananias instruction and that he had authority from the chief priest to do what needed to be done. And to bind all that called on his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And here he had seen a vision of man named Ananias coming in. Here Paul had already seen this here. And putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Here God had already showed Paul this, Saul, before his name was changed. He had already seen this in a vision. So how many of you all have already seen what God had for you in a vision or dream? God have already showed you. And when it come to pass, he's already showed you. It's nothing going to slip up on you. You're going to know it. Mama, I thank my two callers that called in this morning on this show. Praise the Lord, not knowing they were talking about this on their job and happened to tune in to the show and heard me talking about Paul and Ananias. We give God praise. We give God the glory. Because he is worthy, truly worthy, to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just digging more myself into this here. Because it said, inquiring mind want to know more and more. And I have an inquiring mind to know more on this than was just on the surface to go beneath. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Do I have any callers on the line would like to say anything today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a good topic today. My. Hallelujah. Let me go on a little bit further. Hallelujah. See where I left off at.
Overseer Elliot.
Yes, sir.
We want to thank you for this tremendous opportunity that you've afforded unto us. And when you think about all the profound information that the Holy Ghost has given in relationship to this particular topic, we're tremendously blessed over here in Antioch, Texas. Because the Holy Ghost revealed to you.
Thank
all
you,
right?
Sir. Oh, I have a. Hold on, a prophet. I got a caller just come on. Hold on.
Amen.
Okay, caller, you're now on the air. Hello? Caller, you're now on.
Everything is quiet.
Put your window up if you're traveling. I can't hear you. Caller from 832. Okay. Can you go ahead and talk?
I enjoyed the discussion today. It was quite an elusive, remarkable way that one can learn from one another. And, of course, Prophet Sims did, I call it a sound blast, on moving the movements of the walk of Paul, how he was chosen, being a killer of Christians, and then became the epistle of one of the greatest writers of the Bible, in what he orchestrated, what he did, and how he died, the life that he died, the life he lived and died for the sake of Christ. So we can always know that there's a change and a turning point. It can be a turning point in anyone's life who has been out there, who has not been, surrendered himself or herself to the Lord, running from the Lord. This is one way that you can see how God can change the mind of men, the mindset, the practical living aspects, to the creation of bringing into a brand new mind, a brand new soul, a brand new life, and leading the people that God has chosen him to lead. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Before you go, I have a question that was asked to me this morning as I was going through this. What, by Ananias being the type man, did he have that ability, a mere disciple, to be able to lay hands on Saul, whose name was changed to Paul at that time? Do you know the how?
How he did it was through the aspirations of what God had ordained him to be. God has to give the ordination through the body of Christ. How he did it in obedience to hearing what God had planned for his life, when he did it was the time element involved, and that was when Paul was sent to Damascus, and he was, he had to blind him because Paul really wasn't listening, or he wasn't the believer that he needed to be. So Ananias was used as a blocker, a Christian blocker, but he was used as a sustained man of God who knew the word of God, who believed in God, and lived for the Lord. He was chosen. How he was chosen was by the ordination of God.
Are you still on, a prophet? Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carla. Because as I was reading, I know he had the instruction from God and that he had the authority. So, I needed to know more. But we give God praise for that, for this show today. Our little time is up. That's why I like when you call us home. Time go by a little bit faster. It go look like real slow when I'm on here by myself.
Sounds like somebody else is calling through, though.
This is Prophet Sims again. Did you want anything else, Overseer?
Yes, sir. I had a person came on the line, and they were saying I was asking them about the high of Ananias on the question you was asking for my listening audience.
I'm a working prophet, and I don't have the liberty as most prophets to sit around and discuss this, but if you can get the number to the individual and y'all can get together a little later on, I'll give you a call.
Yes, sir, I sure will.
But I got to go because I'm a working prophet.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day, Prophet Sim. We sure do thank you. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, we sure do appreciate you coming on the air today. And I appreciate my other caller calling in. And I will have her number. Praise the Lord. And my time is about up. But this has been a wonderful and exciting show today. I thank God for the Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for making my show today. And until next week, y'all be blessed. Love y'all. Bye-bye.